Thank you all very much for coming to the Radha Gopinath Temple for the Sunday feast. Who is here for the first time? You already did that? Not yet? So who's here for the first time? Okay, we should please stand up. We should welcome them by loudly chanting, Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Welcome. Thank you very much for giving me this opportunity to address all of you. I'm very grateful for this chance. In Lord Chaitanya's time, there was a great personality called Narottam Das Thakur, and he was a great follower of Lord Chaitanya. But because he was apparently born in a lower caste, there was quite some commotion, quite some controversy about him accepting disciples who were from Brahmin families. There's a lot of people who were upset by this, so they caused some difficulties for him. And they wanted to go and challenge him to a debate and defeat him and show him how this is improper. You cannot do this. This is against all religious principles. You're ruining our dharma. Coming from a Shudra background, you're initiating Brahmins. This is very much against the religious principles. So when those fellows went to the village where Narottam Das was staying, they went there in disguise. So they thought, let us go and see what he's doing. For sure, there must be so many low-class activities going on. And they had very critical mind. So when they came to the village, some of Narottam Das Thakur's disciples, they had gotten wind. They had their informants, their spies. So they found out that these people were on their way. They were coming. So they were disguising themselves as panwalas, as fruit vendors, as different types of merchants in the market. So when these critical people came, and they wanted to find out more. They wanted to gather information by speaking to the local crowd before they went to defeat Narottam Das Thakur. So when they went and they addressed the Sabjiwala and the Panwala, to their surprise, they only spoke in Sanskrit. And not only Sanskrit, but very high Sanskrit, very elevated. So they got very bewildered. They got very confused. And so they got scared. They said, in this village, everybody speaks Sanskrit. Even the lower merchants. Then what must this Narottam Das Thakur? What must he speak? And they got very scared. And they just packed up and left. So in the same way, when you come to Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir, and you walk in the main entrance, and you see a security guard, and you think, oh, I have seen a million security guards. But when he looks at you, and he says, Hare Krishna, welcome to Radha Gopinath Temple. You think like, what is this? He's wearing the hat, he's wearing the uniform. This is supposed to be for real, no? Then you say, okay, Hare Krishna. All right, Hare Krishna, it's all right. I'm going in. You get checked, you go to the shoe stall. And there is a person sitting there. Usually, you know, the people in the holy places who take care of the shoes, you know, they couldn't bother less. You put them here, you put them there, you put them anywhere. You don't care. But here, everything is very organized. And the person is saying, Hare Krishna, welcome to the temple. So you go like, what is this? Huh? Again, same thing. Huh? Then you come to the reception. There is people greeting you. Huh? Then even you're outside, you meet the drivers. They're wearing tilak and kuntimala. And they're chanting Hare Krishna. So you think, what has happened? What is happening with this place? Huh? So from an external point of view, you might think we're in Mumbai, we're in Chowpatty, we're in, what's it called, Munshi Marg? Yeah. So, but actually, this place is Vaikuntha. It is none different from Goloka. Because their lordship Shishirada Gopinath are worshipped here by their loving servants. And the quality of the servant is that he takes on the same nature and the same ways as the Lord. Just like the servant of the king, he lives in the palace because he serves the king. So in the same way, if we engage in the service of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, their divine qualities will wear, they will wear off on us, they will rub off on us. Yes, we will start to acquire these qualities. And you can see this here in this community. I was coming here the first time in the mid-90s, and I don't remember much. I just remember that Palika used to feed me a lot of nice prasadam. That's all I remember from that time. I was a young brahmachari, and I was always eager to come here because I knew that I would get fed nice mahaprasadam. So yesterday I went back to the same place, and it had changed completely. And also there was no prasadam, so I got a little bit disturbed. But now I already had prasadam, so I'm feeling much better now. So don't worry, there's going to be prasadam for all of you, in case you're wondering, what is this person rambling on? I just came in from Australia, and I'm jet-lagged, and I'm on antibiotics because the doctors had to do something. So if I just, you know, disappoint your expectations, you can blame it on the medication or on the jet lag. So then, I was in Zurich Temple distributing books, and Krishna Chandra Prabhu, he used to come to Switzerland about 2 times per year for his business. And although he's a very big devotee and a very big industrialist, nobody knew who he was. Very unassuming, very quiet, gentle. He just came to the temple, took darshan, took prasadam, and went on his way. So it was very exemplary. I was very much inspired by his example. Then I was distributing books and teaching seminars in Mayapur, and Govind Prabhu and Shyamanand Prabhu, two of the temple presidents, of the leaders, the managers of this temple and community, they came to Mayapur in disguise as students. But actually later on it turned out that they're my teachers. But they just presented themselves as students. So humble they were. So, and after a while I started scratching my head. If the servants are like this, then what is the master like? I was like intrigued. Because if you get a taste, then you feel like there is more. There is more. So you're coming here to this Radha Gopinath temple to get this taste of Krishna consciousness. And this taste is very strong, but it can be even increased. So you have to go to the source. You have to track that taste. Where is this taste coming from? What's the cause of it? How can I get this taste? How can it be intensified? So then, of course, I had the great fortune to meet His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj. The first time was in Italy, in a Ratha Yatra near Florence in Viareggio. And we were having great Ratha Yatra festival of Lord Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra Devi right on the beach. And there was thousands and thousands of people there. It's a big tourist area. It's something like Chaupati, but in Italy. So, a lot of crowd on the beach. And we're doing Ratha Yatra there. And Maharaj was dancing for about 3 or 4 hours, non-stop, just dancing, just flying. I still have the pictures from that time. And I thought that, how can a person dance for 3 hours? I'm young, and I cannot dance for 30 minutes. Why can he dance for 3 hours? What is the reason? What makes him dance like this? And then we went to Vilam Vrindavan. This is the farm community near Florence. And Maharaj was speaking, and he was giving bhajans, speaking about Krishna and his associates and his pastimes, and Lord Chaitanya and his associate and his pastimes. And it went on for hours and hours and hours and hours. And also later on, when I participated in the yatras, in the different yatras, which are excursions to holy places from all the devotees from this community, I wondered, how is it possible that 4,000 people just sit for 3 or 4 hours without moving? Nobody gets up. Nobody goes to the bathroom. Nobody has got any other business, anything else. They must be mystic yogis, or either he has cast a spell on them and they're frozen. But no, they're still moving, you know. People are still breathing and, you know, the eyelids are still moving. So they're alive. They're not just mesmerized. So I thought, this is very mystical. I must find out, what is the secret? What is the magic? What is behind this whole thing? So I started to come regularly and associate with the devotees and got to know more and more of the devotees. So by seeing the qualities of the servant, you know the qualities of the master. If you have somebody who's so-called great, you have to see what is the quality of his servants or of the people, the company he's keeping. Then you can truly see what is the greatness or what is the quality of that master. So I have a lot of depth. I have a lot of gratitude towards the devotees of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir, for they have helped me and assisted me in my own spiritual lives tremendously. They looked after my health, after my wealth, after my happiness in such a wonderful way that it is beyond expression. I cannot express my gratitude. I'm so indebted to the devotees of this community. And even though I'm coming on a regular basis, I feel still I am part of this family, but I'm like the little punk kid brother, you know. You may have a little brother, and he behaves always like a punk, you know, like a little naughty boy. And he's doing all kinds of crazy things. In Bengal, we say pagal, you know. He's little crazy. So, so in the same way, sometimes I'm doing a little bit crazy things, or not behaving exactly properly. But by the tolerance and by the forgiveness of these devotees, even I'm allowed to partake in this wonderful association. So I'd like to thank all of you for being who you are, for doing this wonderful service of hearing and chanting together, and for spreading the Krishna consciousness movement so powerfully all throughout India and beyond. And you're setting a wonderful example for the entire world. Please go on doing so. And please bless me that I can also stay part of this family. Hare Krishna. Now, if you thought that I'm going to pound you about book distribution, that talk was yesterday, so not today. But still, you might wonder, why is this guy still distributing Prabhupada's books after so many years? So for me, it is a personal reason. I was in a boarding school in the Swiss mountains when I was 15 years old. In the library, I found Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, part 1. So Srila Prabhupada had appeared in my life in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto. And by reading this book, I became attracted to the devotees, and soon after I joined the temple. So because Srila Prabhupada has appeared in my life in the form of his Bhagavatam, the very same Bhagavatams which he took on his journey from India to America, I want to show my gratitude, my appreciation to Srila Prabhupada for appearing in my life, in going out and distributing this Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita to others. So that is the first reason. The second reason is that for me to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books is great taste. They say the proof is in the tasting. Like you hear, oh, this is going to be spectacular prasadam. And I'm sure many of you have had so many different feasts and so many different types of functions. But the prasadam is extraordinary. And how can you know that? If you have not tasted it, you can describe it all you want, but you have to actually taste it. The proof is in the tasting. So when we go out and we share this happiness of Krishna consciousness with others by giving them prasadam, by giving them Srila Prabhupada's books, by spreading the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, then you can taste this nectar. Because the secret is that the more you give, the more you get. In the material world, you want to get. Everybody's very eager to get. Give me more, more, more. I want free this, free gift, free that, super bonanza, 30% extra, 2-for-1 combo. Like that. 200 ml for free. Oh, big line, big queue. Everybody, big queue. There must be something for free. Let me queue up. Everybody's very eager. So, the spiritual reality is that the more you give for others, the more you are getting yourself. That is very wonderful. That is mystical. In a material platform, this may not make any sense. You may think this doesn't work. But you try it out yourself. You try it out. And you'll see that the happiest people are those who are distributing, those who are giving prasadam, those who are giving, giving, because their heart is always full. They're always filled up. They're always without any anxiety. And those who are always like, oh, will there be enough for me? Is there going to be enough food? Maybe I should already go up now. I should already get out and queue. There's always anxiety. Not a happy life, not a blissful, not a peaceful life. And the third reason why we distribute Krishna consciousness, or why I go out and distribute Srila Prabhupada's books wherever I go, is for self-purification. Because being in contact with material energy since time immemorial, Brahmande Brahmite Kona Bhagyavana Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Bhai Bhakti Lata Beej. We've been wandering since time immemorial through all these different 8,400,000 species of life. And if by the mercy of Guru and Krishna we have become Bhagyavan, fortunate to come in contact with the Krishna consciousness movement, then we should share this happiness with others. And this Sankirtan Yajna will help us purify our mind, Chetadharpanamarjanam, Bhavamahadavangni Nirvapanam, Shreyo Chairava Chandrikavitaranam, Vidyavadu Jivanam, Anandam Budivardhanam, Pratipanam Purnamita Svadanam, Sarvatma Snapanam, Paramvijayate, Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the combined incarnation of Radha and Krishna, in his Shikshastakam, in his 8 stanzas, in his 8 prayers, he has said that this Sri Krishna Sankirtan is the benediction moon, and it eradicates all the suffering, all the anxiety from our heart. So much anxiety, so much suffering is there. Just to breathe air and drink water and keep your nose clean and your head above the water, just to survive nowadays, is a hard work, hard struggle. So, what to speak of purifying our consciousness? You ask anybody, my dear sir, you want to purify your consciousness? They say, purify my what? Purify my what? I already washed my hands, you know. I took my bath last week, you know. What are you talking about purifying my consciousness, you know? So, in Krishna consciousness, this is not a smarta vidhi. We're not just about throwing water into all directions. If you really want to purify your consciousness, you have to expose it to the Sankirtan movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And by the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, we can become free from Ichha, Dvesha, samutvena dvandva mohena bharata, from this hankering and lamentation. And we can rise to the platform of happiness and peace, where we'll actually be fulfilled in Krishna consciousness. So I'd like to take the opportunity to thank all of you for coming here. And I'd like to take the opportunity also to please ask for your forgiveness for any inconvenience which I have caused you in the past, in the present, and in the future. You know, just like if somebody becomes a member of government, parliament, you know, they usually have immunity. They can't touch them. They have that in India? They can't be impeached? Or India is different? In the West, it's like that. No? They cannot touch you. So if they want to persecute some government member, first they have to drag him out of office before they can actually persecute him. So I'd like to ask for your forgiveness. Any inconvenience caused is regretted. I tried to do better. So the secret for me in sharing Krishna consciousness with others is that the more you appreciate others, the more they will reciprocate and appreciate what you have to offer them. If you want people to listen to you, you have to start listening to them. If you want people to take you seriously, you have to take them seriously. If you want people to take an interest in what you got, you have to take an interest in them. That is the basic bottom line secret in how to spread Krishna consciousness. So thank you for participating in the Sankirtan movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, making your lives fortunate and making everybody else fortunate as well. Srila Prabhupada ki, Shishirada Gopinath ki, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. So today is a combined class. This was just the appetizer, the teaser. Now comes the real substance. So I'd like the devotees from Hungary to please give their presentation. Hare Krishna.